בוקר טוב, חג שמח, פרק דבר הלכה. רמב״ם says in הלכות תלמוד תורה, the third פרק of הלכות תלמוד תורה, very famous line. שלושה כתרים נכתרו ישראל, there's three crowns that the Jewish people were given, כתר תורה, crown of Torah, כתר כהונה וכתר מלכות. He says, כתר כהונה זכה בו אהרון, so the crown of כהונה is only for אהרון הכהן, שנאמר, והייתה לו זרוע אחריו. Read כהונת העולם, only for Aaron HaKohen, that's no one else can become a Kohen, no matter how much you pay. Keter Malchut, Zachah Bo David, Shemar, Zaro Le'olam, Yeh, Yechiso Keshemesh Negdi. The Keter of Malchut, of the royalty, is only for David HaMelech and nobody else. Keter Torah, wants the crown of Torah, Harei Munach Ve'omed Nukumuchan Lakol. HaMincho Has, HaKasi Kemechad Vardare, Biyad Vardare. It's here and ready for everybody to take. Shenemar Torah Tzila Lanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. It's a heritage for Kehilat Yaakov, for Klal Yisrael. Kol Mishi Yirtzeh. The famous line in the Rambam. Yavo V'yitol. Whoever wants it should come and take it. And you might think that the other two are better than Keter Torah. You might think that it's better to be a Kohen. It's better to be a Melech. So the Gemara says that it's better to be a Mamzer Tamin Chacham. It's better to be an illegitimate child of the Tamin Chacham than to be a Kohen Gadol who doesn't know an ounce of Torah. Kohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz goes after the Mamzer Tamei Chacham. The Rambam quotes this Gemara. And then later in the parak, the Rambam has another famous line. At the end of the parak, the Rambam says, also famously, Ava Bishi Mitzvah L'Lmod Bayom V'Layla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn at night and during the day, Ein Adam Lamed Rov Chochmato Ela B'Layla. A person learns most of his stuff at night. Most of his learning of his lifetime will be at night. L'Fichach Mishiratzal is called the Keter Torah. So I want to get this Keter. I hope you told me it's good. And I'm like, how do I get it? If you want to get Keter Torah, what do you have to do? He's like, holy lotav. You have to be careful with every single night, no matter what you have to do. You have to make sure that you lo yaved afilu achat mehen b'sheina v'achila u'shtiyah u'sicha v'keretz v'hen. You can't give up a single night with eating or drinking or sleeping, whatever it may be. El v'tamut Torah v'debrei chokhmah. Every night has to be invested in Talmud Torah and debrei chokhmah. And he continues to talk about how the Chachamim say based on the pasuk in Eicha, Kumi Roni Valayla Sof Hashmurot Ein Rina Ela Rina Shel Torah, that the Rina of Torah, the song of Torah, has to be in our homes every single night. And Bar Minan, the horrible things that could happen if we don't have Torah at night in our homes. This Rambam is very famous, and it's very important to realize. You know, we have so many things that are competing for our time. We have to invest in Torah also. So in the summer, when the nights are short and there's so many things that have to be done, it's hard to make time to learn Torah. But as the year starts again and winter comes, you know, the nights are so much longer, you can eat, you sleep, you can drink, you can do all the things he said not to do and still have time for Talmud Torah. You just have to make sure that you stay awake for it. So you have to sit down, make a chai, make a coffee, and learn. Sometimes, but it's hard though, because, you know, three days of Yom Tov and Shabbat, you're eating, and then you want to sit down and learn at like 10 o'clock at night, fall asleep. So you have to make yourself a chai. So how do you make yourself a chai on Yom Tov? Or on Shabbat. So one of my friends, I remember when I was in Shalavim, like 6 years ago, on Rosh Hashanah, I went over to one of my friends, 5 years ago, but I went over to one of my friends on Rosh Hashanah by the urn. I was going to make myself a chai to stay awake. So I asked my friend, so no, how do you make a tea on Rosh Hashanah? So he starts telling me, cliche ni. I'm like, no, it's Yom Tov, you can cook, it's okay. You take the cup, you put the tea bag in, and you pour the water on top, and it's okay. On Shabbat, it's more complicated. And on Shabbat, there's three different types of kelim. There's a kli rishon. The thing that I cook the water in, and I cook anything inside of it, is called the kli rishon, a primary kli. A kli is a vessel. It can be any shape, any size, whatever, as long as it holds something, it's called a kli. So, even if it doesn't hold something, pshutei kliyetz are flat pieces of wood. Things used for schach. They're not mekabel tuma because they're flat. That's why you can use it for schach. If it ever holds something, it has a beit kibul, so it's a kli also, and that is mekabel tuma, you can use it for schach. So a kli rishon, something that I cook something in for the first time. So that thing, if I put anything inside of it that's raw, I put raw meat inside of a kli rishon that's on the fire, or even if it's not on the fire, and it's yad, so let it go, it's hot enough that if I were to touch it, I would recoil, which is probably like 113 degrees or so, ask Rabbi Cohen for exact numbers. And that would cook something, and I would be chayav min haTorah for bishul on Shabbat. If it were milk, hot, boiling hot milk, and I put meat inside of it, I would be chayav min haTorah for bishul basar v'chalav, etc. Find whatever other bishul yisurim that are out there, it would be chayav the same thing. Now, let's say I take that kli rishon and I pour it into a teacup. Kli sheni says to go, sorry, before we skip, sorry. Let's say I pour it from that kli rishon onto something that's raw. Masala, I pour from the Kli Rishon on top of something that's sitting on in a cup, sitting on a plate. So we say that the irui, the pouring, the what I pour from the Kli Rishon, irui is a machloket, three way machloket in Tosafot and Shabbat. We hold that halakha maaseh irui is mevashel kedei kilipa. The surface area is all cooked, the inside is not. So the maaseh, if I have, not the maaseh, I have not learned it already yet, but theoretically, if I have, I have a piece of meat, raw meat, and I pour boiling hot milk on top of the raw meat from a Kli Rishon, the outside of the meat is asur bahana'a, I cut it away, and the inside of the meat is mutar. As long as it's clean and there's no milk or whatever, theoretically it would be fine. So too, I have raw anything that I want to cook on Shabbat, that I want to warm up on Shabbat, if I can't pour hot water on it from a Kli Rishon. The inverse is also true. Let's say I want to warm up something that on the outside isn't going to cook, a baby bottle. Has raw milk inside of it. I want to warm it up. I can take the baby bottle, put it in a bowl, pour hot water in it from an urn, and that will be fine because it'll only cook the outside, not the inside. So that's not a problem with bishul. But when you pour it into the other cup, let's say I pour it into a teacup now, that's a kli sheni. The halacha is kli sheni enu mevashel. But the kli sheni doesn't cook anything, so I can theoretically put anything that's raw inside of a kli sheni. The problem is that every rule has an exception. Mishnah says in Masechet Shabbat, there are things called kalei abishul, things that cook very easily. So certain things, and this is not a realistic meaning, this is not a scientific level of cooking, that, you know, when there's a certain chemical reaction, we call that cooking. It's a theoretical, mental, psychological concept called cooking in halakha, that a kli rishon will cook something, I'll use a kli rishon to cook something, a kli sheni won't cook something. But there are exceptions, things that cook very easily, such as, according to some many post-game, tea. So if I put a raw tea bag inside of a kli sheni, that would be a problem with bishul on Shabbat. So what do I have to do? So Rav Avadia holds, like many post-game who say, that if you take the kli sheni and you pour it into another kli, it becomes a kli shelishi, that would be okay to put my tea bag inside of, because certainly a kli shelishi is not mevashel. I think that has a... Maybe a kli sheni, I'm not holding at the moment, I can't answer, I'm sorry. But Chazon Ish even doesn't hold of this thing, so Ashkenazim might have other issues they can deal with themselves and their own Shkeni, so their own rabbi, fine. Anyway, so that was Halakha Vishul. What about for coffee? Coffee is already cooked. So I can take my coffee, put raw instant coffee, put it in the cup, put it under the urn, open the urn, and Iri Kli Rishon, doesn't matter if it cooks, because we hold Ein Vishul, Achar Vishul. Ein bishul achar bishul means that there's no cooking after cooking, but that depends. It's not always true. It's a machlokes that many most rishonim hold. The Rambam holds that ein bishul achar bishul applies to everything, whether it be liquid or solid. But the Rashba, the Ramban, and his Talmidim, the Rashba, the Ribba, all of them hold that it is only applicable to solids, but to liquids it would not apply, and therefore there would be a problem of reheating liquids again. So the Shulchan Aruch says really the halacha should be like the Rambam. But I'm going to be machmir like everybody else. So therefore, Sfaradim, except for Teimanim, who go totally like the Rambam, Sfaradim say that the chatkil, a person should not be cooking, reheating liquids to the point that they're yatso let it. But if the person did it by accident, so then we have another halacha that kol davar ashani b'machloket, anything that's subject to a debate amongst the poskim, if you did it on Shabbat, b'di'evet it's not asur b'hana. If I go and I cook something on Shabbat, b'mezid it's asur b'hana. Depending on what my intentions were, if we asked to more people, to only one people, one person, whatever it is. But if it's something that's subject to machloket, the halacha is based on a primi gadim, that this does not apply, there's no isur hana'ah, I'm allowed to eat it and drink it on Shabbat. So if you go somewhere where they don't know these halachot, and they reheat something on Shabbat, and then you realize that they did it the wrong way, you don't have to say anything. As long as it was cooked before Shabbat, we hold ein bishul achar bishul v'davar lach b'di'avad, because based on this idea. Fine. And what was the last idea? So that's what everybody should know. You have to sit and learn Torah. That's what Chol HaMoed is all about. Rav Shechter, Rabbi Cohen's Rebbe. Rav Shechter sits and learns Masechet Sukkah, Masechet Chagigah, Masechet Moed Katan, Masechet Beitzah. Because you have to learn all these things. So he sits and learns from after Shacharit until Mincha Arvit, and probably afterwards also in his Sukkah. He literally reads the Gemara, Rashi Toso, turns the page. Gemara, Rashi, because he swallows Dapin. In the summer, in 3 weeks of the summer, he does 150 dafim of Gemara, hard Gemara, not easy stuff. So he says, everybody has to learn Hilchot Yom Tov, you have to learn Masechet Beitzah, you have to learn Hilchot Moed, you have to learn Masechet Moed Katan. You have to learn all about the Korbanot Devos, you have to learn Masechet Chagigah, you have to learn and all about Sukkah. He said, "Lemasech Sukkah." So everybody should sit and take some time to at least get every maybe collectively we can reach what he does in a few days together over the course of Chol HaMoed. Thanks, Amir. I'm not going to be able to do that.